The USDA last week banned fish farmers and others in the Great Lakes states from sending 37 species of live fish across state lines. The Ag Department says it wants to limit the spread of a virus that's harmful to fish. The virus is known as VHS, or viral hemorrhagic septicemia. But according to the chairman of the Wisconsin Aquaculture Association, the USDA has overreacted. Dodgeville fish farmer David Gullen says the ban comes as he and his colleagues are harvesting fish.
It couldn't have come at a worse time for a number of farmers because they're in the middle of harvesting. They've grown this fish all year. They've got a lot of money invested into it. Can you imagine the outcry if they were to do it with, let's say, corn or soybeans right now that nothing moves? And there's no indemnification process for us at this time.
Gullen says he's also worried that other fish species could be added later. He says most of Wisconsin's fish crop is used to stock waterways in places like Iowa or Missouri and isn't killed at the farm and shipped on ice. Gullen says the state of Wisconsin already has a very good program to limit the spread of health problems at fish farms. The State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection and the DNR will have representatives at this week's meeting in Washington. DNR spokeswoman Erin Solillo says the state wants quick action from the feds on a rule that protects fish and commerce. Solillo says over the long term there should be tougher controls on the foreign ship ballast water that may have carried in the virus.
This is obviously legislation that the governor has called for and called to pass through because the federal government has failed to act on ballast water regulations. And this is just one more reason that there should be action on ballast water.
It's unclear how long the transport ban on fish raised in the Great Lakes states will last. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.